read a wonderful book recently called Mutant Message Down Under by Marlo Morgan. Yeah, great book, great book. I just endorsed it for her and wrote her a letter and encouraged everyone to read it. And she went on a spiritual trek with a group of Aborigines in Australia. And she said that the people there learn, because they don't have telephones and they don't have radio and they don't have television, they don't have all of this intercommunication stuff, this kind of technology has taken us away from our own basic ability to communicate telepathically with each other. And these people can communicate with each other when they're 20 miles away. And literally can tune into the thoughts of other people. And we think, oh, you can't do that. Well, she experienced this. I really urge you to read that. And I think they're making a movie out of that as well. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. And these people have been labeled as primitive. As a matter of fact, they have decided, this group that she trekked across for 1,000 kilometers across the desert with absolutely nothing. They burned all of her clothing and everything. And they just went for, I think it was 4 months they were on this trek. She had a whole new appreciation for the spirituality of these people, and they have decided in Australia the Aborigines are treated just horribly. And most of them have just tried to fit into this sort of other culture that we call civilized and have ended up just being drug addicts and alcoholics, and they're just not fitting in because they're denying a very basic spiritual part of themselves. And so this group of people has absolutely refused to join that culture. And they've made a decision, there's 63 of them left, and they made a decision to stop having children. And Marlo's participation with them, this white woman traveling with these Aborigines across the desert and hunting for their food and learning to eat bugs and all of the things that we have come to believe are just anathema to us, which is a way of life with her, with them. And they bless the food that they eat, and they have a very spiritual, divine connection to life and to God. And they've decided that they have fulfilled their mission here and they are no longer going to procreate. And her going with them on this trek was their way of letting the world know about the basic, quote, primitive spirituality that is in all of us that many of us have lost. So learning that we have the capacity to do these things, and that as you get more and more tuned into the higher part of yourself and allow the triumph of your higher self, which seeks peace and truth and love and absence of conflict and has at its very base love and tolerance and acceptance and kindness and forgiveness, all of the things that Jesus and all the things that Buddha, all of the things that Muhammad, all of the things that all of the great spiritual masters who've ever walked among us have conveyed to us. That as you allow that part of yourself that seeks that and covets that in life to triumph over the more basic, baser parts of ourselves, that you will radiate it outward and it will become what Victor Hugo said in Les Miserables, there's nothing, nothing, nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. It's just a thought, it's just a thought. It's just part of that invisible divineness within us. And when you don't doubt that, and you know that you not only have this triumph of your higher self operating in your own life, but when you do, you radiate out that energy around you.